we were talking about gourmet. And so the idea here is, imagine that most of us enter relating to each other as a beggar. You need to turn me on. You need to satisfy me. You need to do this and this and this. There's a sort of like, I want to have this experience, and you're the one that's going to give it to me. And so that's the beggar. The gourmet plate is when you have a solo cultivation practice where you actually are your own best lover and you take the time to really get to know yourself and you start to actually enjoy that relationship and it becomes abundant. So you do then whatever, there are many ways to do that. But now you have a gourmet plate, you're no longer bargaining for sex for the relationship. You're not going to say, okay, I'll take your pizza piece and you can have my, you know, whatever piece. You're just like, here's my gourmet plate. It's abundantly available. I'm not going to be bargaining. This is what I have to offer. Take it or leave it kind of thing. And if you don't desire it, it's okay because I'm really enjoying myself. So it's a kind of an attitudinal shift that is quite important in the collective, because right now we're sort of at this place where we still have this idea that there's a better half out there, that there's, you know, this completion of one another. I'm like, I do not want that. I don't know about you, Sarah, but I'm not interested in finding my other half. I want to be whole and meet another whole person and have the relationship be an exalted expression of two whole beings choosing to dance together versus two incomplete beings grasping at one another, trying to fill their own beggar's bowl, and then leading to a lot of problems, which is the predominant relational style that I see and coach for.